Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There I was, approaching my 47th hour of no sleep, fueled only by a bottomless pot of Colombian coffee and some salt and vinegar chips, and a tub of cottage cheese to dip them in. It's been a long week, folks. It's been a long life, but an even longer week, and I could probably fit an entire lifetime of illegitimacy in this past week. And still have plenty of room to spare, so yeah, but we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about this wild email that I got. And you can email me your experiences, your encounters, your death threats at 21cdstudios@gmail.com. I get a ton of all three, so don't be too sad if it takes a while for me to get back to you. I am also severely mentally damaged, and sometimes I don't respond at all, and it's nothing personal. But on nights like this, I'm constantly refreshing my feeds. I'm looking for anything I can study, something I haven't heard before, something that isn't AI slop regurgitated over and over, maybe an encounter story that provides that missing piece to the puzzle that I'm trying to complete. And these days, I've noticed there have been a resurgence of dogman encounters. So as I begin to read this particular email, which, as luck would have it, is a dogman encounter, it became apparent that I hadn't really quite read anything like it before, or heard anything like it before, for that matter. It also did help that it was from my neck of the woods in rural Wisconsin. Lately, I've been involving myself more heavily in the stories of the indigenous and the quiet trappers and hunter types of the North. And this has caused an influx of stories from these types of individuals. So, again, if you want to tell me your story, 21cdstudios@gmail.com. Let's get into this email. John, I'm sending this from an email that I don't check very often because I don't want my real name tied to this, and my other email address has my name in it. I work in the government sector, so I don't need any of this coming back to me, and I'm not somebody who believes that every weird thing that people say online is true, and you say quite a lot of weird things online. Thank you. I've hunted almost my whole life, since I was a kid, and most of it in Wisconsin, which is not very far from where you live, as I understand, which is why I've chosen you to tell this story. Again, thank you. I am currently in Wisconsin, that is correct. I've spent more time alone in the woods than most people ever will. I only say that because I want you to understand that I'm not a jumpy guy. I don't really spook easily, and I've seen pretty much everything there is to see in these woods. But what happened a few weeks ago is something that I can't really shake off, and I figured you, of all people, might want to know about it. This was on a property that I've leased for hunting for years. It's quiet and private, and I've never had anything unusual happen out there before. I got into my deer stand before daylight, like I always do. The morning was calm and cold enough that the sound kind of carried, but not so cold that I was frozen out. As the light started to come in, I scanned the usual spots, and I noticed right away that there was a deer lying next to my mineral lick. At first, I thought it was a doe that had simply bedded down. It's not unusual for them to come in at first light and nose around. It is kind of unusual for them to be lying down next to a lick. But through the scope, I could tell that something was off. The body position didn't quite look right. The back legs were tucked underneath, and there was none of that small motion you see when a deer breathes or twitches. I kept the scope on it for a while, thinking that maybe it would flick an ear or something, but it never moved once. That's when it hit me. I was pretty sure this thing was dead. I've seen plenty of deer die, but I've never seen one just lying perfectly still at a lick like that. It bothered me, and it made me think that maybe the lick had been poisoned. I tried to come up with another normal explanation, like maybe some neighbor had taken a shot, and the deer ran farther than they realized. Maybe the deer had a heart attack, or got sick from something else, but even those things usually leave signs. You would think I would see a blood trail, foam around the mouth, torn up ground, something. But as far as I could tell, the area was completely clean, and the longer I stared at it, the more I felt like maybe somebody was playing a trick on me. After probably 10 minutes, I climbed down to check. And when I got to the deer, the first thing I checked was for a bullet wound. I did not find one, though. I rolled it slightly with my boot, and there was nothing underneath either. There was no blood pooling and no bullet hole. The deer didn't look like it had been dead for long at all. The eyes still had that clear sheen, and there was no stiffness in the neck yet. I bent down and looked closer. There was no foam or saliva. There was no flies. No broken bones that I could see immediately, but like I said, the legs were kind of folded underneath it. It looked like it just laid down and never got up. I was standing there trying to make sense of it, and I noticed that there were a lot of leaves and sticks on the ground around the deer and around the lick, which didn't really make sense because we've already gotten our first snow, and there aren't really any leaves on the trees anymore. And noticed that several branches 10 to 15 feet above the lick were snapped clean. They were fresh breaks. And that's when everything made sense. The deer appeared to have fallen here. There was a sort of cliff ridge type feature above the lick and to the right a little ways. So the deer would have had to jump maybe 10, 15 feet and fallen pretty hard if it had been scared badly enough that it literally ran off the edge and crashed through the tree on the way down. But I couldn't really see another possibility. I was getting ready to feel the deer for broken bones to confirm my idea when I saw, kind of out of my peripheral, something moved about 40 or 50 yards away in the forest. A dark shape slipped between two trees. The first thought that crossed my mind was, this has to be a bear or another hunter. But when I focused in on it, the shape didn't match a bear at all. It was upright, not standing like a bear rising to sniff the air, but standing like it was comfortable that way. Shoulders broad, waist narrow, head shaped like a canine, and chest out. I can't dress that part up or down. It looked like a gigantic upright wolf. It wasn't fully exposed. It stayed mostly behind the tree, but enough of the head and one shoulder were visible so that I knew I wasn't imagining the shape. What really threw me off was its behavior. It wasn't acting aggressive or defensive. No teeth baring, no growling, nothing like that. It just watched me, almost like it was waiting to see what I would do with the deer. I know this sounds funny, but it looked like it had the build of Tarzan. Huge muscular shoulders, dark gray patchy fur, but because of the shade, I guess it could have also been closer to black. I didn't raise my rifle because I felt kind of frozen, and also like this thing would have gotten to me before I could really do anything about it anyway. I'm not sure why I felt that way, but I just sensed a sort of intelligence about it that prompted me to not even try to show it any kind of violent behavior because I did not want it to retaliate. Everything about its posture said that it wasn't trying to threaten me, so I kept the barrel pointed at the ground. I moved my head to the side slightly to see if it would respond, and the thing tilted its head as well, almost like it was mirroring me. That small movement hit me harder than anything else, because predators don't mimic, not natural predators that I'm aware of, anyway. I backed up slowly, and the thing behind the tree stepped back too, matching my pace, but keeping its eyes on me the whole time. It did this low exhale sound that sounded like something between a snort and a hard breathing. Not really aggressive, but kind of like the sound a deer makes when it senses danger, or like the sound a dog makes before it barks, when it's nervous. Just a kind of acknowledgement. It's kind of hard to explain. It wasn't trying to protect the deer or drive me off. It just didn't want me getting any closer, or maybe it just didn't want me misunderstanding the situation. We looked at each other for maybe 10 seconds. I turned and walked out, and when I looked back, the thing was gone. But I was scared as hell the entire time. The whole way back to my stand, and then toward my truck, I thought I could hear something in the forest to my left, but I'm not exactly sure. If I did hear anything, it was keeping a distance, but close enough that I could tell that it was the same thing. It never closed in, never made a sound besides one or two footsteps, and when I hit the far tree line, the feeling stopped completely, like something just switched off, and I began to feel crazy for having even thought that I saw something at all. I don't know what I saw, and I'm not pretending to, but it didn't seem like a bear, and it wasn't a person in a suit. It moved too smoothly, too naturally upright, and it behaved in a way that no wild animal I've ever seen does. I don't know if it killed the deer. What I think happened is that it scared it into that fall, and now it was coming to check on its kill. And for whatever reason, it watched me the whole time I was there, almost like it wanted to see what I understood and what I didn't. Again, thanks for taking the time to read my story. You don't have to respond. Wishing you the best on your show.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, that's crazy. Thank you for the story. That is diabolical. You know, we see some of the same... I wish I knew where this was exactly. I could go out there with my... Maybe I wouldn't even want to go out there. I don't even know. What am I saying? That's horrible and scary, and I... No. Absolutely not. I probably would not go out there looking for this thing. But we do see some of the same dogman details in this story as many other stories. And I've done a couple episodes on dogman. A lot of the people that I used to roll with do stuff with dogman, so I kind of have a familiarity with the cryptid. And I do see some correlations here between this story and a lot of other dogman stories. One thing that I've noticed is that it doesn't seem to ever harm humans. It isn't afraid to be seen. It kind of instills this sense of intelligence and appears to basically slow reaction time of victims. That's something that I've noticed. It seems to slow time down in a weird way. I say victims, but maybe potential victims, the witness, if you will. But we also see another less spoken about detail, and it quite literally appears to have, in this case, scared something to death. Okay? And I'm not saying that I'm the first to come up with this idea or come to this realization, but after I read this story for the first time and I began to process it, a new kind of perspective overtook me. And it was the perspective that humans may be being killed by cryptids more than we even realize, but the cryptids are doing it in ways that we have not been trained to understand. So when you start paying attention to the credible dogman reports, the ones from hunters, cops, rural families, hikers, people with nothing to gain, really, people who don't drag their accounts out or try to make money off of it, you notice that something is there that doesn't really fit the Hollywood version of these creatures. We hear about the chases, the circling, the bluffing, you know, the porch staring, the window peeking, the scratching, all of that. People get terrified. Sometimes they get all marked up. They get wounded a little bit. Sometimes they get knocked down even. But what you don't hear almost ever is a solid story of a dogman just straight up killing somebody. And when you look at that pattern of that as a whole, of all these attacks, but the lack of kills, that absence in of itself has always been a puzzle to me. If these things were true apex predators, like we like to think that they are in the cryptid universe, if they were built the way witnesses describe, stronger than a grizzly bear, super silent, faster than a wolf, really intelligent and muscular with, you know, hands capable of manipulating objects, some people say even opening doors, like grabbing door handles and stuff like that, then it shouldn't be possible for so many mere humans, mere witnesses, including children and elderly people, to escape, to be able to run away. That's the first shred of evidence, if you will, the lack of killing. I guess I don't know if evidence is the right word, but that's the detail that tells me that this isn't a mindless animal killer like a bear or a wildcat or something like that. Time after time, we see scenarios where the creature has the literal upper hand. It closes the distance. It surprises you. It corners the witness in some way. this guy sounds like he was up against a cliff, you know? It gets within a few feet or heartbeats or whatever, seconds away from delivering a fatal strike, and then it just doesn't. It stops completely. There's an encounter known as the Mark Elm case where the creature even chased a group of kids, right? It then caught up to them, basically stood over them, and then just froze. It didn't do anything to them. No attack, no follow through, no delivery. It didn't carry them off into the woods or anything like that. I guess what ended up happening is the moment a train horn like sounded in the distance, it just broke its stare with the kids and retreated into the tree line. So if that was a normal predator, I don't think that would have happened. If that was a bear or something like that, once a wolf or, you know, a bear, if you will, reaches its prey, the hesitation is pretty much already over. It's going to attack. But these dogmen don't act like something whose first instinct is to kill violently. They act more like something that's kind of like running a behavioral test, something that's curious, something that's following a rule that we don't necessarily understand. And you see the same pattern in like the house encounters when Dogman comes to the house or gets into the house. You see people reporting Dogman slamming into doors or scratching the siding or the barn doors or whatever, pacing on porches, rattling the doorknobs, all that kind of stuff, staring through windows. But the strangest part is that there have been a couple people that I know who have reported Dogmen inside their buildings. But you would think that with all the accounts of the creature not breaching, if it wanted to be inside, it would be inside. And bears can rip open sheds and garage doors and dumpsters when they're motivated. Even big domestic dogs can break through, you know, thin interior doors if they're desperate enough. My last German Shepherd was able to literally eat her own kennel. It was a metal kennel, and she was able to eat through it with her teeth and get out. It was a big problem. She did this over and over with every fence and kennel we ever put her in, and so eventually I just free-ranged that pup. I just let her go, but and that cured the problem. But it's just goes to show me that if an animal, a creature of this size and power, wanted to get into things, wanted to kill things, it could, and you would think that it would. Some witnesses even describe a strange kind of moment of recognition in the creature's eyes, as if it sees the witness not as prey, but as something that it's evaluating. Even the way that many dog man encounters play out kind of support that idea. Like the creature watches, it tests, it studies, and then it just disappears or it vanishes without a trace. It retreats, almost as if the encounter was like never about hunting in the first place, but more about learning about you or about humanity. Their hunting behavior resembles more like play behavior, if you ask me. Play behavior of other highly intelligent animals. Like, for instance, orcas are known to toy with seals for long periods before delivering, you know, the killing blow, before finally ripping them in half or something. House cats will do the same thing, right? And they'll catch a mouse and they'll release it and they'll just keep doing that over and over. Primates, I hate monkeys. They do this kind of stuff too. They bluff charge other animals just to kind of observe their reactions. And when you apply that lens to dogman accounts, a couple pieces begin to fall into place for me. None of it matches coordinated predatory behavior necessarily. It matches experimental behavior. It matches boundary testing. It matches something with enough intelligence to recognize humans as thinking beings instead of just meat, instead of just something to eat. So if dogmen exist, and I believe that they do, of course, and if even a fraction of the witness reports are actually accurate, It's something that actually thinks. It goes through a thought process. It's something that chooses. It's something that operates under motives that I don't think that we are privy to. Because, again, they're not killing people. And it doesn't seem like they're even killing animals all the time. That's another weird thing. And it doesn't seem like they're digging in the trash. I have heard about them scavenging bodies off the side of the road and stuff like that, like deer carcasses. Is it that they're not killing because they don't want to or they don't have to? Or is it that they can't for reasons that we can only speculate about? Because it seems like they don't really want to. It seems like they're in the position to, but they don't really want to. So instead they test, they observe, they sort of enforce territory through psychological warfare, they frighten, they make sure that the encounter is burned into memory and that you're haunted by it for the rest of your life, and then they kind of let you walk away. That is not the mindset of a predator. That is the mindset of something intelligent. Maybe something demonic, you know, something that knows exactly what it's doing. And that, if anything, is far more troubling. Because, like this guy said, he's like, I didn't even want to point my gun at it. I didn't want it to, you know, react, or whatever he said. Like that, I understand that feeling, because I've also felt that feeling before in my own encounter. And so I kind of understand, like, what he's saying, and that's a weird thing to feel, because if it's a wild animal, I have no problem reacting. I have no problem picking up a stick or a rock, and get, if there's nothing else, if I don't have a gun or a knife on me, right? But I think I speak for most people. We would have no problem defending ourselves, or trying to, at least, from a wild animal. So this leads me to the idea that, what if they're trying to kill you by scaring you to death? Like they did with this dog man appears to have done with this deer. They get you to react to them in a way that is obscure or chaotic. And it doesn't work on everybody. It only works on some people. Just like not every predator attack ends with a kill. There's a lot of times where a predator will try to make a kill and it doesn't succeed. That's why the dragonfly is amazing, because it has like a 97% success rate with its kills. But most predators are not like that. A lot of predators are less than half the time. So they try to get you to react in a certain way that leads to your own death. But no, it doesn't work on everybody. Some people believe that God-fearing people are, for the most part, unable to be killed by them. That God renders them ineffective, and that the dog man can't really touch Christian blood. And it occurred to me recently that David Pilates, too, was sort of in a roundabout fashion one of the first ways that I began to, he was the first avenues I, one of the first avenues I traveled down where I began to consider cryptids in a different light. And dog man was definitely one of those cryptids. I really started looking at it in a different kind of way while researching his work. So there may be some correlation here between not just Dogman, but all cryptids, Sasquatch, and Missing 411. There's a possibility in my mind about Dogman that very few people talk about. And it's one of the only explanations that actually matches the behavior that we see across countless encounters. And this idea is simple. It's simple, but it's disturbing. What if all of these creatures aren't trying to kill people with their teeth or with their claws at all? What if they're trying to kill you by scaring you to death, like Monsters, Inc. style, but not harvesting your screams, but by pushing you into the kind of panic where your own biology, your own confusion, or your own mistakes finish the job for them? And that theory sounds kind of dramatic at first, but when you look honestly at the dogman encounter pool, it starts to make more sense than the traditional apex predator model. At the moment where a regular predator would kill you, this thing stops. It veers away. It goes, it just simply watches you. It lets the witness walk back to the truck, etc. If these things are so fast, so strong, and as many sightings as there are, then the number of people who make it out alive makes no sense to me. It's one of those things that make people not believe in cryptids. Nobody appears to ever die by them. Not definitively, anyway. Not definitively. But what if people are dying by them? And we just don't know that it's actually happening like that. I mean, think about it. If we knew cryptids were killing us, if we knew without a doubt that they were killing us, they wouldn't even be cryptids anymore. The jig would be up, if you will. They'd be full-blown predators, and somebody would have some explaining to do, at a minimum. Mass huntings would occur, right? They'd be like the witch hunts. Like, every hunter with a gun would go out. If they found out that there was a cryptid killing kids or killing elderly people in Wisconsin, every hunter in this state would try to bag that thing. It would be game over for the natural world as we understand it. The entire point is to essentially weaponize your own biology or spirituality against you. Think of all the ways that humans die in the wild, especially ones relating to these missing 411 situations. These poor decisions that are made that people are just like, why did they do that? Why did they run off that way? Why did they take off all their clothes? The model of this type of kill would follow along with a lot of the types of deaths that we see in missing 411 cases. They would drive people to the brink, but never actually physically touch them themselves. Just look at the repeated patterns. That's what I've started doing. They chase you, but they peel off at the last second. They push you to run blindly into the woods or roads or anywhere else. They scare you into running somewhere, to trying to get away. They flank you until you lose your bearings. They induce panic. They watch you. They give you this sense of confusion and tunnel vision. They appear sometimes feet, sometimes inches away from you. They look through your windows and don't do anything else. They cause people to hide. They cause people to freeze. They cause people to flee, to become disoriented, to be scared, to be horrified. All the ingredients for a lethal outcome are there. And the creature's claws and teeth never even have to touch you. And this is how psychological apex predators behave. It's play to them, but close to, or intended to be, fatal to the weaker animal. Even my German Shepherd puppy that I have now will stare at me from the kitchen after I shut off all the lights, trying to get me to make the first move because she thinks it's fun. If I don't make the first move, then she'll come at me, playfully, of course, and try to, you know, she'll do her little jumps and try to get me excited. But I'm telling you right now, if I encountered any other strange wolf-like animal in the kitchen after I shut off all the lights, I can't exactly say how I would react. But it would probably be in an extremely chaotic fashion. Right? I think I speak for us all when I say that. So why would Dogman choose to kill through terror instead of through physical harm? He probably knows that killing a human being would bring heat in this physical world, as in attention. And it might even do the same in the spiritual realm too, if you believe they're spiritual beings, which I do. There might be some kind of like divine punishment for it. In our world, it's like sin. It's like being tempted. But being tempted isn't the sin. It's committing. It's acting upon the temptation. So it's almost like Dogman tempts you to lose faith, to do something chaotic. Because if you die as a result of that choice, the Dogman wins. He gets your body. He gets whatever he wants from you. because now you're dead and he didn't do it necessarily. It's like how God allowed Satan to essentially test people.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But the people in the end had the final say on how they would react, how they would behave under that temptation. In our world, if dogmen were just preying upon us, they would trigger not only missing persons reports, but there would be helicopters, there would be special forces. There would be all sorts of things going on to exterminate these creatures. I mean, look what they're doing in Japan to the bears. In the spiritual realm, you might have God to deal with, and that's a little bit scarier. You might have archangels to deal with if you are just this rogue spiritual creature who is not supposed to be killing humans in, like, physically, like with its hands. And it's out here killing things with its hands and with its teeth. You might have more than just mere humans to deal with in that situation. People die in the woods every year by slipping, falling, drowning, freezing, or panicking themselves into disaster. I just read a story not too long ago. A guy didn't know what to do when his car went into the ditch. So it was the middle of winter here in Wisconsin, so he just stayed in his car and froze to death. Just didn't even try to walk or anything. Just stayed in his car, froze to death. You know, like, people do things all the time that seem unnatural. Like, wouldn't you at least try? And sometimes people don't know what that looks like. And so they do anything they possibly can. They flail around. They thrash about. But they make the wrong choice. And it ends up actually killing them. This is a bit like, If Dogman kills this way, if cryptids kill this way, by causing you to make these bad decisions, by putting you into a chaotic mode, and then just reaping the benefits of how you act, how you behave, how you respond, this is a bit like killing somebody with an icicle. If you're a cryptid, causing panic that leads to that results in somebody's death, and there's no evidence that it was a cryptid that did it, that's like killing somebody with an icicle. There's no evidence. There's no weapon. But you are dead. And something drove you to it. And I know a lot of people sometimes say, well, what if fear is the real food in these situations? Like, it's preying upon your fear. And, you know, whether metaphorical or literal, that would also explain why Dogman often gets close enough to breathe on people in some situations, but not attack. I just don't. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't think it's more or less relevant than trying to kill you, like actually kill you through fear. But a creature that does thrive off of control, off of panic, off of dominance, it doesn't need to kill you with its claws. It kills with exposure. And perhaps they eat the body later. And that's why some of the missing 411 people who are who are found appear to be absorbed or missing limbs or having done strange things before their death. We could also say that they were disassembled post-mortem by any and all animals of the forest, right? But there's absolutely nothing that states that it wasn't a cryptid that also took your leg. It reminds me, for some reason, of Jesus when he tells Peter to... when he challenges Peter to step off the boat in the storm and to have faith. If you make the decision to react chaotically and faithlessly to your death, you are exposing your spiritual weakness. And this could be it. Like, this could be a fatal mistake. It's what would happen if Peter failed the faith test. I mean, think about some of the stuff that people report. Sprinting into the dark, running without looking, dropping their weapons, leaving the trail, getting lost, climbing higher instead of going back to the town, nearly running off a cliff or running off a cliff, almost crashing their car, speeding up, slowing down, stopping altogether, getting out to look, staying frozen in place. All of these things could lead to your death. If a dog man is trying to get you to behave in an abnormal fashion that would lead to that death, each of those is a moment where the creature could kill you, but doesn't. Instead, it just kind of steps back as if it's waiting for you. It's waiting for you to drown in your fear and make a horrible mistake. It's waiting for you to finish the job. Maybe the monster is only there in your reality. It's not to say it's not real. It's a reflection of the soul and of the spirit during basically a spiritual or psychological attack. And make no mistake, it's actually there, but not for everybody in the same way as you in that moment. It's something more spiritual than we realize, even at its most physical moment. And it's almost as if the creature is testing, evaluating, it's measuring, it's seeing how close it can push you to the edge. So, maybe dogmen aren't failing to kill people after all, as, you know, the skeptics say. Maybe they're killing plenty of people, but the cause of death is invisible, it never gets tied to them. When you reframe dogman like this, something clicks a little bit for me. They're not sparing us when we have these encounters. They just operate on entirely mental and spiritual wavelengths. Thought about this way, their appearance quite literally is a costume, right? Because they can't necessarily do anything to you directly, it would seem. So it's like a Halloween act in a haunted house. You choose to go there. You are the witness to the horror that you subjected yourself to, and they pretend that they're going to hurt you. So you scream and you run, and in the end, they let you do it all to yourself. Something to think about. Something to think about. Thanks for joining me on this late night. I appreciate that. And there will probably be more late nights. There are many late nights in my life, and I would like to take you guys on some of them. So, thanks for being here. The life is in the blood.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions, all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.